Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Would not only have to be vetted and approved to be hired, but they would also almost have to be approved to be fired.
You got it. Exactly.
As well. We're talking with Helena Moreno, the front runner in the race for mayor of New Orleans. As the front runner from very early on in this race until today, obviously she is the one that those who want to get into the runoff with her are attacking. We'll talk about some of those attacks that are flying her way. Newell already mentioned the chaos accusation. We'll look at some of the other accusations and let her respond to them after this on WWL. And we're talking with Helena Moreno as we wrap up our interviews with mayoral candidates ahead of Saturday's election here in New Orleans. Councilwoman, one of the attacks, and obviously you're getting more attacks than any other candidate because you have a chance to win this in the primary. All poll after poll has shown that almost since the day you entered the race until now. We'll find out Saturday if that happens, but you're getting attacked more than others because if they want a chance, they've got to keep you from winning in the primary. One of the earliest attacks that we saw coming from the Duplessis camp was accusing you of being part of the problem, not the solution, during your 8 years on the city council, followed by the statement that Royce Duplessis is one of us, indicating that the viewer should believe you are not one of us. Mm-hmm. How do you respond to him accusing you of being part of the problem and all but saying you're not one of us?
Well, first, you know, I think that kind of goes to the question that Newell had just a few minutes ago about, you know, trying to blame me for the dysfunction or whatever that I think that is coming, an accusation coming from the Duplessis campaign. And obviously, I think it's very clear once again that people know where, as far as leadership goes, that the problems were coming from the executive and the fact that the mayor was so incredibly absent that led to much of the dysfunction and lack of leadership at the top trickled all the way through City Hall, which ultimately led to what you're seeing as far as city services. And so I think that the people of the city certainly understand that. But what's interesting is to see that, you know, my opponents aren't really ever pointing the finger at the mayor. They're just pointing the finger at me, obviously, because I'm one of their opponents. So that's the route that they're trying to take, just because it's political time. But I do find it interesting that they really don't try to really point blame where the blame really is to be going, which I think it's a little interesting. But as far as, you know, who Helena is, and
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And what Helena has worked for. Helena has always been about the people of the city and serving the people of New Orleans. And every time that I've been called out to help with issues that people did not want to take on, whether it's helping the people of Gordon Plaza, guess who showed up? Helena showed up. And Helena's the one who made sure that the people of Gordon Plaza finally received the money that they deserved, and that they were moved off of that toxic land. The folks who are living,
and that was a tragic process.
It was a tragic.
It was one that went on too long.
Let me tell you, it went on, for really decades. And ultimately, when residents really started coming to the city council and begging for help, I just couldn't turn my back on them. And honestly, during my first term, kept going to the administration, like, why don't we just help them? There was always such a resistance. But, I stood up and I pushed forward and I appreciate, the residents of Gordon Plaza, like, sticking with me and being part of this fight, because we finally got it done and pushed it all the way through. I mean, same goes whether we're talking about even initiatives that people thought would never get done. I remember after Hurricane Ida, when we were talking about storm hardening initiatives, and everyone saying, if we're going to do storm hardening initiatives, that is going to have to be all on the backs of ratepayers. And I said, no, I know that there can be another way. Well, guess what? I found another way. I found another way by putting in place to cover these costs, federal grants, by putting in place credits from settlement dollars to cover these enhancements. And now we have $200 million worth of storm hardening initiatives that are moving forward. So Helena has always been about us, the people of the city. And that's what I'll always continue to be.
Now, Duplessis never came out and said what he meant by saying Royce is one of us after talking about you. I don't know if he meant you weren't born in the United States. You were born in Mexico. I don't know if he meant you're not black. I don't know if he meant you are not a New Orleanian. Are you one of us in whatever one of us means?
The city of New Orleans is the only place that I've ever been able to call home. And the reason why I say that is because until I came to the city of New Orleans at roughly the age of like 22 years old, I'd lived in many other cities, including, yes, a foreign country, because I was born in Mexico. And yes, Spanish is my first language. Sí, todavía puedo hablar español. I speak Spanish fluently. And so, I just think it's this level of divisive politics that is being inserted into the mayor's race, that is what they are trying to use to beat me. Certainly, you really can't attack my record, because I have such a record of accomplishment. You can't attack me for not being a fighter for the people, because there's one example after the next that is what I do. You can't attack me on my ethics. And so, therefore, you're going to use divisive tactics to try to separate our community. But what I've always been is a leader who unites us. And when I become mayor, whether you supported me or whether you didn't, I'm about bringing our entire city together, because there's too many forces outside of us trying to divide everything, that we need to be a united city as we move forward to really get everything that we want our city to be.
Speaking of divisive politics, mm-hmm. The most recent ads accuse you of missing 60% of city council budget committee meetings, whether you were on the budget committee or not, and of blocking black-owned businesses from city contracts more than other non-black owned businesses.
So here's what's so interesting. There have been legislative items that have moved through the city council to enhance and support Black-owned businesses here in the city of New Orleans and to enhance Black participation with city contracting in the city of New Orleans. Over the past 8 years, guess who has led all of those initiatives? I have. And I did that in partnership with the Collaborative, which is why the leadership of the Collaborative, which is a group that advocates for Black-owned small businesses, is strongly supporting me, which is why I have people like civil rights activist Barbara Major strongly supporting me because she worked hand in hand with me on these issues. So while I appreciate that they're trying to now distort facts and distort my record, the truth is that it's always been Helena who's been standing up and doing the hard work. And when people wanted to get things done, yeah, sure, they may have gone to other people, but ultimately they came to me and said, will you please come and partner with us? You know why? Because Helena gets the job done. And that's what people are looking for in their next mayor. They're sick and tired of people who are just talking and, you know, going to the opening of a door practically, you know, and not really getting anything done. They're sick and tired. Like, it's time for us to get the city in shape. It's time to get the city in order. People want a mayor who's going to get things done. And they know that that's what Helena's always been, and that's what I'll be as your mayor.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.